Nida Yerushalmi, corresponding to Nida Bavli Daf Chof Vov. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, 16 lines down. Ezu Hasandal Shalmu. Ezu Hasandal Shalmu. What is this sandal that they said? Koshu Daimel Sandal Dag Shabiyam. Is anything that resembles a sandal fish in the sea? Shimon Gamliel Aimer. Koshu Daimel Lashayne Shal Shaw. Shimon Gamliel gives a different answer. He says it's anything that resembles an ox's tongue. Nimo Lava Beisenu Laima Behushi Heboy Mesuas Adam. Our Bain voted and said this is only if it has the form of a person. Manu Beisenu of Yehuda Anasi Ubeis Dinai. Who are our Rabbeim? They are Yehuda Anasi and his Beis Din. Mishloisha Mekoimoth Nikro Yehuda Anasi Rabbeisenu Begitin Beshemen Vasandal Sandal Hadadaminan. In three places of Yehuda Anasi is called our Rabbeim. In Gitin, in oil, and regarding a sandal. The sandal was taught over here. B'shemen, kihai, detaninan, taman, rebbe, b'estina, hitu, b'shemen. Oil is, in as was taught there, the way it says, rebbe and his b'estin permitted oil of Gentiles, which a previous b'estin had forbidden. B'gitin, kihai, detaninan, taman, ve'gitech, mati, ve'gitech, mecholi, ve, mecholi, ve'gitech, la'acha, misasi, la'yam, aklum. Rabbi Seinu, amu, hoi, ve'get, Manu Rabbi Seinu, Rabbi Yudah Hanasi, Ubeis Dinai. Gitin is what was taught over there. If a husband said, this is your get if I die from this illness, or this is your get after my death, it has no effect. And our Beim said, it is a get. Who are our Beim? They are Rabbi Danasi and his Beis Din. Yikulai Beis Din Sharia, to call Beis Din to Matish Loishadroim, who Nikwa Beis Din Sharia. They called it the permissive Beis Din, because any Beis Din that permits three matters that were forbidden is called a permissive Beis Din. Am Rabbi Yudan Beis Dinai Cholok Olav Begitin. Rabbi Yudan said that his Beis Din disagreed with him over the law of Gitin. Rabbi Yanai Savach Tehaotem Atem Esayoglis. Rabbi Yanai screamed, if you acquire the form of man, you are Matahem and Yoglis. Rabbi Simon B'Shem Rabbi Shabbat Levi Meidusash Rabbi Chunya Mibras Chavron Hi Kado. Rabbi Simon, quoting Rabbi Shabbat Levi, said that from the testimony of Rabbi Chunya of Bas Chavron, is this teaching that sandal is only if it has a human form, is an individual's opinion, the halacha does not follow it. Rizeira im me'idusai shel Rabbi Chunya devas chavan hi Rabbi Chanina savach te'altem esayoglis. Rizeira said that if it's from the testimony of Rabbi Chunya of devas chavan, Rabbi Chanina properly screams you with metaya yoglis. Eza hi shilya shalmu. And the Gemara asked, what is a shilya that they said? Kol shi yudayim lechut erev v'roishoi first answer is, it's anything that resembles a warp thread and its head is bloated like a lupine. A second answer is, Shimon ben Gamliel, who says it's anything that resembles the small intestines of chickens and its head is bloated like a gizzard, which is the second stomach of a bird, and its interior is like a trumpet. The ain shilia pachusa mitefach, and a shilia is never less than a tefach. Of Yehuda sholach, shal Rabbi Elazar shilia sheyotze miksasa hayoy miksasa lemacha. Rabbi Yehuda asked and sent a message to Rabbi Elazar asking if a shilia left partially today and partially tomorrow, what's the law? Amalei im ladam toya moine miyam rishon v'imdal ladam tamei moine miyam hasheni. Rabbi Elazar answered that for dam toya we count from the first day, for dam tamei we count from the second day because we're stringent about both. Due to the suffix. Abu Matanya Hadada Amma Vishalo Yatsa Imma Vlad. Avalim Yatsa Imma Vlad. Ben Adam Taya Ben Adam Tommy Eina Moine Elamashas Yitzias Havlad. The Matanya said that this is when a child did not leave with it, but if a child left with it, both with Dam Tor and Dam Tommy, we count only from when the child left. Rabbi Yossi Ben Chol Bar Koime Rebbe Maulid Lais Shilia Vidavashene Vlad. Rabbi Yossi Ben Chol asked Rebbe, may we attribute a Shilia for something that's not considered a child, such as the form of an animal, or do we assume that there was a proper child with a shilia? Amalei, in tone of shilia, b'davar she'eino vlad. Rabbi answered, we don't attribute a shilia to something that's not, that is not a child. Yatsa kashua loy mahu. Rabbi Yossi ben Chol asked, well, if a shilia left tied to a non-human form that's not a child, what's the law? May we attribute the shilia to it? Amalei, in tone dava she'i efshe. Rabbi answered, we don't teach something that cannot be, means it's never tied to it. Tana Rabbi Chanin de Shmuel ein toilin shilia b'davar she'eino vlad yatsa kshu alai toilin oisai bai. Rabbi Hanan, quoting Shmuel, said from Abitha that we don't attribute the shilya to something that's not a child. If it left tied to it, we attribute it. Shmuel shal l'talmidoi d'rav ma'alit lo shilya b'nefalim. Shmuel asked the Talmidim of Rav, may we attribute a shilya to nefalim, to miscarriages? Aminle toilin shilya b'vlad b'toilin shilya b'nefalim. Rav Talmidim answered that we attribute a shilya to a child and we attribute a shilya to nefalim. The Carson Shmuel, the Inan Amrin Shittasi, and Shmuel praised them because they said like Shmuel's opinion. So Rabbi Bun, Tana, Rabbi Hanin, the Shmuel, Toilin, Shilia, Bravlad, and Toilin, Shilia, Benefalim, Sheena, Pereshes, Memenu, Ad Shigmo. Rabbi Bun said that Rabbi Hanin quoted Shmuel from Abitha that we attribute the Shilia to a child, and we don't attribute the Shilia to Nefalim if it's not tied to it, because the Shilia does not separate from the fetus until it's finished.